As we go through our days on Earth, it's easy to believe that the physical surroundings that we're in, its reality, is all there is to respond to. And it takes the unfoldment of the soul within the conscious self to feel the wholeness of being that one is part of, the wholeness of your being, the knowledge that the part of you that's going through your daily life, your physical life, is only a part of you, and that the wholeness of God infuses and is part of the wholeness of your being. And in this perception lies the sense of safety. Safety in being in the world. Safety with all circumstances and events. This does not mean that pain would necessarily not be present, although the diminishment of pain itself has everything to do with alignment with your own larger self. So there is a progressive diminishment of painful experience as alignment takes place to greater degrees. But even in the presence of pain, even in the presence of difficulty, if you can feel the wholeness of your own being, of which your physical being is a part, it changes the context of life, of daily life, of every circumstance, of every encounter. The first step towards recognizing and experiencing this is knowing that it's there, believing that it's there, seeking to connect with the part of you that's more than your conscious experience. That's the first part, is just knowing that there's something else that you presume to be real. And this something else is your own wholeness. It's your own being. It's your own larger self. Most of us do not remember being held like a baby in the early days of our lives, being held in someone's arms, being held and cradled, carried. Most of us do not remember that. But it is an analogy to the perception of wholeness. The analogy is that one feels a sense of safety in being carried, that one feels a sense of being held in an embrace of love. So that is the direction that our hearts desire to go in, to feel upheld no matter what is happening, and to feel that in the presence of challenges, difficulties, we're not alone with these things. We don't have to take care of them ourselves. This is a big revelation, a big knowing, and one can approach it in stages. And the first stage, as I said, is knowing that there is a larger self, that there is a wholeness of being that you are. And the second step is trying in whatever ways seem natural to you on a spiritual level to reach out towards that through spiritual practice, through prayer, through meditation, through calling out to God, through asking that your wholeness be made real to you, real. The way you know that it is becoming real is that circumstances that at one time seemed frightening suddenly develop a greater sense of ease, and what seemed scary suddenly seems to be met from within yourself with a sense of peace or tranquility. That's how you know that you're approaching this place in yourself. That is you. The sense of safety conveys the sense of peace and tranquility to the heart, so that whatever the difficulties are that need to be faced, there's a sense in the sureness of being held in safety, no matter what the outcome. One of the ways of looking at life, your life, anybody's life, is trying to feel how much time you spend in fear, how much time you spend in anxiety, and how much time you spend in peace or with a sense of love being present. Because much of what we take for granted as life is a state of elevated anxiety about living. Sometimes we're so used to it, we don't even know that there's anything different. But many people live in a state of elevated anxiety that travels with them all of the time, generally communicating itself to the mind and feelings as, I don't know what's going to happen in this next moment, or I don't know what the effect of what I'm doing will be, or I don't know what's going to happen if I do such and such. There's a sense of risk that follows us through daily choices. And so anxiety is present a great deal of the time. It's what we're accustomed to. And so the deeper self can ask, what would I be like, what would life be like, if I were not feeling frightened? And how do I approach this place of wholeness that is the place of feeling safe with myself and with life? And again, I say again and again that the first step is acknowledging that it's there and not being willing to believe that your physical experience is all that there is, but knowing that there's an alternative to feeling unsafe and anxious. And the alternative is not necessarily in changed circumstances. It is in your own alignment, connection, attunement, and fusion, immersion, oneness with your own wholeness. What God has in mind in this transitional time of the earth's movement into greater light is that souls everywhere, with or without a conscious spiritual path, with or without a vocabulary of spirituality, will begin to experience their own wholeness. That is the transition that the entire planet is going into. Is in. The revelation of the multidimensional self to the conscious waking self, the multidimensional self being the part of you and of each soul that exists beyond the physical, the revelation that this is true and that it's possible to live with a sense of inner connection to yourself and to all that is. This is the transition of the earth today. So for now, and in the immediacy of where you are, in your own inner consciousness, wherever you are, a place to begin is the place of your own elevated anxiety or fear. In that moment of that experience, to ask yourself, what else could I be feeling right now? And to ask for help from the divine oneness and from those who guide you to feel something different. But first comes the question, like a breath or like a space, what else could I be feeling right now? Your own larger self is aware of the part that is you in your physical embodiment. Because consciousness is united on multidimensional levels, however, the veils that obscure what is beyond the physical from the conscious waking self, until now, have prevented the reverse from being true, have prevented your physical self from being aware of your larger self, even though your larger self is aware of your physical self and indeed can send messages and communicate feelings and energies to your physical self, unbeknownst to you, often, about what's happening. But generally, in our historical past, immersion in the plane of duality has prevented us from knowing in an intimate way, in an experiential way, that there is such a thing as the wholeness of our being. So we need to reach for the sense of peace that is possible. We need to take a breath and feel in the moment of disturbance that something else can happen other than continuing to feel anxious, separate, alone, having to take care of things ourselves. All of those thoughts are part of the separation from wholeness of your own being. And so we can reach in the simplest possible way through prayer and through a breath that creates space. Help me to know that this is not what I have to be feeling right now, that there is peace in me, that there is a larger being that I am. Help me to know this. Remembrance of this during your days begins to activate a process of communication. Remembrance of this acts like a spiritual conduit, and so there is a greater degree of communication possible through the asking and through the attunement and through, especially, belief in the possibility of something else being true. There's a greater communication along that conduit from your larger self to your embodied self. And so let's imagine for this moment living in a world that feels safe, in the way we might imagine being held as a baby, being cradled, being soothed by the comfort of knowing that we were taken care of, could have been, even if we can't remember that, but that it could have been. And in that same sense, that safety, the feeling, experience of safety, can be present to our conscious selves. If people felt this way, it would be a changed world we would live in, because fear and elevated anxiety activates countermeasures to prevent that from escalating, activates the motivation towards conflict, towards self-protection, towards violence, and creates the alienation that allows people to act towards each other in ways that seem incredible to our human deepest hearts. This escalation of fear is what creates all of the rest that follows. And so if human beings were capable of establishing this connection and are capable, then the safety that came in incrementally to each person would translate into a safer world. We need to seek this within ourselves. We need to seek this when we have decisions to make. We need to seek this when we have meetings with people that we know or don't know, when there are difficult tasks to do that we may feel not up to the challenge of. At all times when it seems like a risk is involved, in some encounter, or in some decision, or in some goal that we hold, in those times, we need to seek the safety of our own larger self, the wholeness of our being. In this moment, breathe with me and try to feel the truth of your own being and the safety that holds you right now. May all beings be blessed with a sense of their own larger selves and the communication to their deepest heart that they are always safe and always held in the divine oneness of love. May all beings become able to live from this place of safety. Thank you for joining me in this podcast, and I look forward to being with you again next time.